This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of November. We've got a giant show for you again this week. My first guest is an actor of A-plus degree, I tell you. He's terrific. Ray Liotta is going to be joining us from a show on NBC called Midnight Texas, Ariel Gebel and Jason Lewis. Also, Sheriff David Clark will be joining us. You've seen him on cable. He's been on Fox all the time. Big cowboy hat. We're going to be talking about elections. And then the beauty consultant to the stars, Millie Almodovar. Next hour, John McGinley will be here. Great actor. He's in Stand Against Evil. Aunt Anstead and Mike Brewer from the Velocity Channel's Wheelers and Dealers. Dr. Charles Gerba will be joining us. I got to tell you, this is a really scary kind of interview. You'll get the willies with this one. And Staying Healthy with Dr. Vernando. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
We're back nationwide and all around the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Our next guest is really one prolific actor, and it's nice to have a paisan who's made it so well in this business. He is one giant talent, and of course he's part of a show called Shades of Blue, Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on NBC. Joining us right now is Ray Liotta. Ray, welcome back to the show. It's been a long time.
Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. We were talking before we went on the air about how many times that you've come down here at Christmas time with your daughter to visit all the parks down here in Orlando.
Yep, and we would do probably day after Christmas usually. We do either get there the 26th or the 27th, which has to be one of the busiest times that Disney World is. It's just packed with people.
Yes,
but luckily, we get a little perks because if you stand in line, you can sign one picture or sign one autograph, then it's 100. So they kind of sneak you around, and we just loved it. My daughter loved it. She grew every year since she was 3 years old.
Wow!
So just imagine five, six, seven, eight-year-old kid doing whatever she wants in Disney World. I loved it down there.
But, you know, here's the thing that's even better than that. The memory she has of being with her father at the park, that has got to be worth its weight in gold, you know, right?
Well, I'll probably find that out maybe when she's 25. Right now she's 19 and she can give a...
I know what you're saying. They get a little jaded after a while. It takes them a little while to grasp the whole concept.
Exactly.
No
doubt. Exactly. I'm with you, Ron. One day she'll see it.
Yeah, one day. I hope you live to see it. But unfortunately, I lost my father when I was 19, and I never got a chance to tell him how smart he really was and what a dope I was, you know?
Yeah.
Shades of Blue, huge success. You play the role of Lieutenant Matt Wozniak. It's funny because in my home in Pennsylvania, there was a police chief by the name of Wozniak. So
really?
I don't know if it was taken from the books of history or not, but what a great performance you do. I mean, you are, as I mentioned in the introduction, one hell of an actor. You really are.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's nice to hear.
You know, your first jaunt out, a Golden Globe nomination for Something Wild, then, of course, The Field of Dreams, and your memorable role in Goodfellas and Copland, Hannibal, and you did some producing and starring in Narc and The Place Beyond the Pines. And now with this series, Shades of Blue, it must be tough going to work, Ray, with Jennifer Lopez. That's got to be a tough day, huh?
It's rough on the eyes.
I know. You played Sinatra, did you not, in the Rat Pack
movie? I did.
Yeah.
I did. I was scared. I was offered it, the miniseries, by his daughters, and I just didn't want to do it. I just was felt, I just didn't see it. And then they wanted me for the HBO, for Rat Pack, and I turned it down. And then I turned it down, and then finally I just had a little talk with myself saying, why am I turning this down? And I realized I was turning it down because for fear of what people would say. He doesn't look like Sinatra. He doesn't sound like Sinatra. I was hearing the voices of the critics. And as you know, in our business, everybody's a critic.
Right.
And then I said, that's a stupid reason not to do it, because it's a great challenge. And, you know, singing and dancing. And I started out, I mean, you're in Florida. I went to college at the University of Miami.
Oh, wow.
And the first year, all I did were musicals. And so I felt comfortable singing and dancing, and Sinatra definitely wasn't a hooper. So I just said, I just wanted to get over that fear of what people would say. And once I got rid of that, I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then I just obsessed on everything Sinatra. So all his movies, there are too many books to read. We had to stick to the general things of how he helped Kennedy, and then Kennedy didn't want any part of him after he won the election, and yet they used him and his influences. So really glad I did it. And I was at a low point in my career, and that kind of brought things back again. It's a very odd business.
It is a very odd business, and you had to be complimented that the family wanted to do it, but on the other hand, it was probably very fearful because they would be most critical of your performance because it's their father.
Yeah, but they well, quick story, since so one day we're shooting something like in a Copacabana, and I'm there with Judith Exner.
I'm
doing the scene, and all of a sudden the director comes over to me with this really like scared face, and he said, Ray, somebody dropped something off for you. And like he was saying it in such a fearful way, it turned out it was a horse's head.
Oh, you're
and kidding. But they kept it going, like a horse's head. You know what that means? You know, from The Godfather?
Sure,
like,
sure.
I don't know if they like us doing the movie. And then, ha, 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 they realized his daughters sent the horse's head to me, and I turned it over to sign it because they wanted me to sign it. And they had done this to probably 20, 25 other people.
Huh.
So there were all different names of actors that played this horse's head joke on.
That's funny. That's scary and funny, to be honest with you. You know, Ray, you have a unique talent, though. A lot of times when people...
So do you. You got a great voice for radio.
Well, thank you very much.
Do this.
I appreciate it. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. But, you know, you have a unique talent. You can play a cop, as you do in Shades of Blue, and then you can play a gangster or a thug like you did in Goodfellas, and both being believable. That takes an enormous amount of versatility.
Well, thanks. You must have seen me in the Muppet movie where I sang and danced.
I did see that. But you see, that's what I mean, the versatility. It's the full package. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people, once they get pigeonholed into one role, man, they're there.
I know, but you really got to work hard and be committed to your career to make sure that people see that side.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I still have the same fire in my belly from when I started at the University of Miami. That's where I first wanted to be an actor.
When you were doing the Sinatra role, did you ever have ambitions of going out and just being a singer?
No. Although I did musicals.
That's what I mean.
When I was younger, I took guitar lessons. And then in like fifth or sixth grade, I was in the chorus. And the teacher came and told my mother said that I had a really, you know, gifted voice. You know, he could maybe be a singer if you get him lessons. But I was more of a character singer. Like when we did West Side Story, I played Riff. I wasn't Tony. If you know the show,
yeah, I know the show.
You know, it's much gruffer being, I could get away with it. My singing, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Back to Shades of Blue for a moment. You, along with, of course, the character that Jennifer Lopez plays, you've had a kind of a dual near-death experience, both of you, and she handles it in a very mature way, if you will. You handle it in a kind of a vengeance quest, which personally I can relate to. You know, I'm like a typical Italian. I forget what the argument was about, but the grudge is still there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. No question. I'm so bad with it that one year, and it just shows how, like, girls can be really rough on other girls. And one year, my daughter was, like, picked on, or they gave the silent treatment. And I still remember the girls that did this to my daughter. And if there was a monkey drowning in the ocean and one of these girls, I'd save the monkey.
Yeah.
To this day, I love it. My best friend once did something to me that I still hold. I still let him know.
You know, it's amazing. I got to tell you something. You and I are alike. I had something happen to me as a senior in high school. It was a buddy of mine that I was baptized next to. That's how close we were. We're like brothers. I haven't talked to him since, and that was 50 years ago.
What happened? What did he do?
Stole my girlfriend.
Take some of the holy water?
No, he stole my girlfriend.
Wow. You went light on him.
I know I went light on him big time. If it wasn't for me, he'd be in jail right now. He's in radio, but, you know, yeah, you're right. I think you should be interviewing me, Ray. I got a lot of problems here I got to discuss with you. Well, you know,
funny,
Ray,
Ron.
You are a great guest. I wish you'd come back more often. We'd love to have you here. And congratulations on the success of Shades of Blue, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on NBC. And would you take me up on my offer, Ray?
Go down and visit you. Won't I go down there?
Come down and visit or be back on the show or whatever you want to do. Let's break some bread and have some pasta vajol.
Word up, homie.
Okay. That sounds like a winner. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. You have a nice day, okay?
Hey, thank you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Ray Liotta has been our guest. What a talented individual. I really mean it. Shades of Blue is airing on Sunday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on NBC. It stars Jennifer Lopez and our friend Ray Liotta. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good. good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Season premiere, Fridays, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on NBC. The show is called Midnight Texas. Strange show. Joining us right now playing the role of Olivia Charity is Ariel Kevel, and playing the role of Joe Strong, Jason Lewis. Jason, Ariel, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
This show is really out there. I mean, when you guys originally read the show, okay, before you went into production, was it difficult to grasp it? Because there is a lot of dimensions to this thing that I think are extremely going to be popular.
I personally love genre stuff,
yeah.
Whether it's, you know, like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein or...
For me, I think that, I'm quite familiar with this supernatural world. So I think for me, a long time ago, I kind of put that out of my head. I just approach everyone as human, as in, like, if someone has a beating heart, mm-hmm. then, you know, they're human to me. And so that's kind of where I start my work at.
That kind of wraps up right there. Now, Olivia, you are an assassin trained in hand-to-hand combat. I mean, you are one tough cookie, all right? You have a mysterious weapon for every occasion. And, Jason, your role is a tad lighter. You're an angel. So how did... You know, you would think that somebody as beautiful as Ariel, and with all due respect, Jason, I mean, you're a handsome guy, but you're not Ariel. You'd think that those roles would be reversed.
I missed the last part because, you know, you were flattering there.
So tell me, first of all, Ariel, how do you, with, you know, you were in a lot of stuff. I mean, the Ballers with Dwayne Johnson, the Vampire Diaries, True Blood, Grounded for Life, Gilmore Girls, and I Melt with You on the big screen, 50 Shades Freed. How do you make the transition to being a mysterious and very hardcore assassin?
Well, first of all, thank you for doing your research.
Well, you're welcome.
But thank you. I've never been an assassin, so I definitely had to throw myself into that world, and I took it very seriously. I knew I wanted to do all my own stunts, at least as many as I could that was safe. So I did fight training and fight choreography and conditioning, and really, you know, we have very long hours on set, so a lot of times was working out on set, so that was kind of the physical part of building Olivia, and really just looking at everyone, like, I felt like she's very feline, like, she's always kind of, she has, like, 9 lives and 18 million senses, and she's just taking in everything at any given moment, so I had to kind of build her on the outside like that, and as far as what's happening on the inside. Season one was really about letting people know, get out of Olivia's way. And season two is, you know, she's married now, and she's learning how to share a life with someone. She's incredibly independent, but she loves Lem, and so she's learning how to create this new life with him. And there's a lot of healing that happens for her this season, especially with her father and with, you know, her childhood. And so specifically episodes 4 and 5, I'm excited for people to see. It's a really surprisingly emotional journey for Olivia this season. So I think her strength actually falls more in her learning to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. and learning to find strength in that. So it's a little different Olivia this season, but she's still sassy and baldy, and she's got all the other stuff going on.
Very cool, very cool. Now, Jason, you certainly are no stranger to this business either. You had the HBO comedy success with Sex and the City, your role as Jerry Smith on that, then you reprised it in Sex and the City, the feature film, ABC's hit drama Brothers and Sisters, on the big screen with The Jacket, The Attic, The Death and Life of Bobby Z, Mr. Brooks, and now both of you have been, you know, very experienced in all these areas, but this particular show, which, as we're talking about, this Friday's at 9 o'clock, 8 Central on NBC, is a supernatural thriller for television. You know, it's really a successful show, which a lot of times supernatural thrillers don't cut it on TV. This one does. And it's based on the best-selling book series by Charlene Harris, is it not? The novel that really kind of inspired True Blood?
It is, it is. I think one of the reasons that this show is going to be successful is it doesn't just rely upon the genre aspect of it, you know, which is fun and sensational, but it has a lot of heart, a lot of space for our fans and the audience members to connect their own stories to the characters, struggles the characters are going through. Pretty exciting stuff. I think if anything, it's season one with even more sexy and more action and
really?
More of the dark humor that was there.
And also, just a huge thank you to the fans and to everyone who supports the show, because, you know, talking about Charlene Harris and the book series, you know, there was always, there immediately out of the gate, we felt a huge support system from the fans. But then, honestly, between the break between season one and season two was quite long, if we're being honest. And so, and on social media and everywhere we went, it was just a constant love and support of the characters of the show. And honestly, I feel like we wouldn't be here season two without that. So thank you to everyone who's watched us and is continuing to watch us, and hopefully you enjoy the premiere.
Now, if by chance there is someone out there that hasn't seen the show in season one, and if they are, we're going to fine them $72, okay? We're going to take it right off the top, right off their cable bill. How would you describe Midnight Texas? I mean, how would you describe that city?
Well, Midnight Texas, it's a crossroads town, a small little town in the middle of nowhere, and that's how we like it. We're all of us are there to avoid a unforgiving and judgmental society. So season one has us very isolated and a threat, external threat. Season two, now that we've kind of established who we are, it's really a test of bonds and the safety of that isolation and that town that we've, this little isolated family we've created in this town. In comes this hotel, these characters have developed, they're inviting people into our world, and it starts really with some of the forces that join them, putting strains on our relationships and how we feel about ourselves.
I think that's very well done. I think you've done this before, Joe. I call you Joe because you're so convincing in your role, you know.
Thank you, my friend.
It'll be premiering season number 2. It's every Friday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on NBC. It's the second season of Midnight Texas, and it stars our two guests, Ariel Keble and Jason Lewis. And guys, good luck with this second season, because you deserve it. You work hard, the show's good. As you mentioned, Ariel, the fans have supported it, and let's hope that they continue to do that for the second, third, fourth, fifth, the first 100 episodes. How's that sound?
Thank you.
Thanks, Ariel. Thank you so much, Jason. Appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too, my friends. Okay, great guest, great talent, and a great show. Midnight Texas, Fridays at 9, 8 Central Time on NBC. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Thanks, Ron.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Prospective candidates hoping to gain a few more votes are out in full force this weekend ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Both President Trump and former President Obama are on the campaign trail asking people to support their party's candidates.
The Democrats only believe in defending the borders of foreign countries. They don't want to defend our border, but our foreign countries, that's fine.
The president has been campaigning for Republican candidates in Montana. Former Vice President Biden, his voice now hoarse from campaigning, told Democrats in Ohio that Republicans are undermining many of the things America stands for.
The only way they can maintain power is if they convince us that these basic American ideals don't matter very much.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Well, I was just telling our guest before we went on the air that I've been anxious to get him on the air for the last couple of years. Nominated to the FBI's 28th Annual National Executive Institute, Sheriff of the Year Award from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Last year, he authored his first book, Cop Under Fire. Joining us right now is America's Sheriff, Sheriff David Clark. Hello, Sheriff. How are you? Welcome to the show for the first time.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for a wonderful introduction, and hello to your listeners.
You know, I would love to run down all the accomplishments that you've had in an illustrious career, but we wouldn't have any time to talk about what we're going to talk about. But I do want to mention this, and we're in the midst of an election here for a sheriff in the Central Florida area, where we originate this national show, and it has turned into a partisan thing, okay? And you say there is no Democrat or Republican way to be sheriff. It should not be a partisan election. I don't know and allow sides to be taken in such an important and very bipartisan position.
Yeah, they're very from state to state. It really does. But, you know, in the realm of law enforcement, we're expected to enforce the law equally, stay away from the politics, stay away from the partisanship. But the political parties in those states, they like the sheriff being partisan race, and so that's what you're fighting when you're thinking about trying to change the race from partisan to nonpartisan. You're going to be up against the party because sheriffs are popular, and the parties know that. They know that the sheriffs are, for the most part, I know I was in Milwaukee County. I was the largest vote getter in Milwaukee County. That included more than the governor when the governor ran, more than the congressperson who covers Milwaukee. I got more votes, and it's because with the elected sheriff, their law enforcement at the local level is closest to the people.
What is happening in this country today? I go back to the mid-60s with all the riots in the streets and the 68 election that had so much problems in Chicago at that time with the Democratic Convention. What is happening? What has this country come to where bombs are being sent to individuals in the public eye, where people walking into churches and synagogues and just blowing away lives? Where are we? Because I thought it was bad in the 60s. It looks like it's worse here.
Yeah, it's a defining period of time in the United States. We've had these before, I remind people.
Right.
In the American Revolution, everybody wasn't on board with taking on the crown and separating from England. You move into the Civil War. It was the same thing over that ugly institution of slavery. The country was divided, actually went to a real war to get rid of it and to solve it. You look at the turbulent 60s, you mentioned that. These things happen in periods of time in the United States. They always work themselves out. What I mean by work it out is there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. Obviously, the founding fathers won the revolution. The Republicans won the Civil War to get rid of that ugly institution. You look at the turbulent 60s, it was a shaking out as well. So I'm not too worried about that. This is a resilient country. We've been through a lot, and we always come out better at the end. I don't know what the end is going to look like in terms of who the winner or loser is going to be, but I remind people, you know, let's get away from this notion that we need to come together, we need to work together, because it's not going to happen. I say that this political fight, this political war has to happen. There has to be a winner and loser, like in the Civil War. They were never going to come together on the issue of slavery. It was time for that thing to go. You know, when you look at some of the past political leadership didn't help. 8 years of Obama. Obama set the country on fire, okay, with his divisive rhetoric. He rekindled the race war. Race relations got worse. That was from a poll by the New York Times, by the way. That's not my opinion. Where over 60% of those polled by the New York Times said race relations were worse under Obama. So we've had some poor political leadership who have benefited politically from the country being divided. That didn't help as well. So, you know, we had the 2016 election. I think that was significant. I think this 2018 will be a continuation of that. At least that's what my hope is, so that we can bake this stuff into the pie in terms of freedom and liberty in America against the left and the Democrat socialist movement, or trying to get this country to move toward socialism. So that's what the stakes are. They're very important. You know, this thing about we need to work together and whatnot. Really what's happened is government's gotten too big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh,
there's
yeah.
too much political power and too much money at stake coming out of Washington, D.C. with this $4 trillion budget. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Democrats are fighting for, political power so they can control those dollars and thus control the people.
Everybody always says get out early and vote. Now, early voting has started. The election's coming up on Tuesday. Is that there is still a large segment of the audience that really doesn't understand it. I mean, you mentioned about the Obama years. You know, I'm a kind of a presidential buff. I've got a replica of the Oval Office in my home. And I am very comfortable when I see a Republican or Democrat do well and compliment them. I'm also very critical if I see a Democrat or Republican doing not so well and commenting in a negative fashion. I think there's a segment, and a large segment, of the general public that votes only because it's a Democrat or it's a Republican. And that's sad. In this country, I do believe at this point that there is a problem where the Democrats will shoot down anything the Republicans do. I mean, they are so bent that Donald Trump is president. The other night, David, did you happen to hear the clip that Hillary Clinton said in an interview with regards to Eric Holder and
yep.
Senator Booker? Now, that appeared one time on Tucker Carlson. I have not heard from it since. If that was Trump, they'd have been all over that.
Oh, my God, that would have been existential. And if he had said that, even if he came out clumsy, and he would never say something like that. But you're right. She should never have survived that. Never.
Never.
Not in this day and age. And I don't care that what she said, well, I was being, you know, funny. You cannot joke about stuff like that. And like you said, if Republicans said it, if Trump ever said that, if he was talking about Kanye West and Candace Owens and mixed the names up and someone says, oh, no, that was Candace Owens. If he said, oh, they all look alike, you know, it would have been over for him. So. But then shame on our side. Let me qualify that. Conservatives, at the grassroots level, we don't have the media on our side. There's no doubt about that, the liberal media.
No.
We don't need the media on our side. We have enough platforms like yours and like others to keep pounding this. First of all, she was not going to run for president in 2020 anyway. She's doing that out there to try to remain relevant. Otherwise, she gets thrown on the trash heap of Democrat losers, because that's what they do when their presidential candidates lose. I mean, go through the list, right? You know, John Kerry, for instance. They throw him on the trash heap, and that's what she's trying to avoid. You know, that kind of rhetoric doesn't help, but we shouldn't let them get away with it. So we got to continue to beat that drum about what she said. We got to keep bringing it up. Every time we get into a conversation with the left, this needs to be asked. You know, the New York Times, why did you not come out and condemn what Mrs. Bill Clinton said about all blacks looking alike?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when the Washington Post, CNN, when we're on those shows, we need to ask, why won't you do this? Well, because they do it to us, right? Every time something happens on the right, you know, wow, we need you to condemn the president. We need the president to condemn this, that, and the other. They want to hold the president responsible for stuff he didn't do, but they don't want to hold her responsible for what she said.
I know this is a tough question, but a prediction for Tuesday. What do you think?
I stay out of the prediction business, but let me say this to your listeners, all right? Polls about likely voters, polls about registered voters, polls about generic voters, they're irrelevant. The only voters that matter are actual voters. Those are the ones who will show up, either early voting, mail it in, or however they do it, or show up on election day. And that poll can't be registered until the night of November 6th or the early morning of November 7th. I mean, really what it comes down to is turnout. Whose side is energized? Who can get their voting base out and get them actually to vote? That's going to be the winner in Tuesday. We need to maintain the House. I don't like the way the Republican strategy nationally was to just hold on. Politics, you can't hold on. You have to stay on offense. They never put forth a plan to gain seats in the House. It was always, well, we just hope to hold on. That's a losing strategy. So they didn't have a real good plan. But I still like, right now, it's in the hands of the American voters. I trust the voters. I've been elected. I know how to get people out to vote for me. And then I think that once it's in the hands of the voters, which it is now, Americans are smart, okay? We made the right decision in 2016. My hope is that we'll make the right decision next week.
I would love to have you come back at any time. I've enjoyed your appearances on the cable because you are a straight talker. You are someone that is so cognizant of the issues of both sides. Would you come back and join us again?
Oh, it'd be an honor. It really would. Look, straight talk, that's what you're going to get from me. The only way to be, I believe, is just be straight with people. You know, they may disagree, but I think they'll respect you for being straight, not talking out of both sides of your mouth.
That's right. Cop Under Fire, where can we get that?
Amazon or it's your favorite bookstore. But if you go to my website, people go to my website, americassheriff.com. There's a link on there where you can order it from Amazon. But go to my website. You can follow me from one place. You can follow all my tweets, Facebook, all my speeches, my TV interviews are all right there, americassheriff.com.
And also, I want to thank you for your service to the country as a sheriff and as a patriot.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor to serve.
Thank you, my friend. And we look forward to having you back, okay?
Be well.
Good. You too. America's Sheriff and Straight Talker, David Clark. And his book is available, Cop Under Fire, and he's going to come back on the show because he's a terrific guest and a very, very bright man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, it is here. Fall is upon us. We start thinking about the holiday season. And that's the party season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And we have with us right now a beauty expert and TV lifestyle host. She's a former senior beauty editor of Cosmopolitan for Latina. She's been seen on Wendy Williams Show, The Today Show, Steve Harvey. And she's here to talk to us about the latest fashions and how to keep yourself looking good with Millie Almodovar.
How are you, Ron?
I'm doing good, Millie. Pretty name, Almodovar. Sounds like a wine. I'll have a glass of Almodovar.
Almodovar. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. I had one last night. It was delicious, you know.
Oh, my God, I love it. Almodovar wine.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to talk to my parents about that. Okay.
Millie, tell us about what we have to kind of be conscientious of as far as trends this season. Are we going to be talking about men and women, or primarily women? Because men, they kind of roll with the punches. And I say this with all due respect, women have to have the latest because the eyes are on the women.
Right. We can talk about both if you want.
Okay.
For fashion trends, and I don't know if you're going to try this, Ron, but leather pants are back in style.
Hey, no, I've got to tell you something. I can't believe you said that, because I am an entertainer. I'm a singer, and I want leather pants, but my wife keeps telling me I'm too old for leather pants. What is
absolutely not.
Really?
I want you to go and buy those leather pants today, Ron. You deserve them.
Really?
And they are in style. Yes, they are for men, they are the hottest trend. Everyone is wearing leather pants.
Now, is there an age cutoff for men's leather pants?
Yeah, everyone can wear a pair of leather pants. And it goes with everything. That's the great thing.
Yeah.
That leather pants go with absolutely everything.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm in on that.
Yay.
Do you have a brand or anything that you can suggest to me?
For men's leather pants? You know what? Honestly, I don't know if you guys have that where you are, but there's a store called Hickey Freeman in New York that I love for men's clothes. And they have really, really nice leather pants there.
Okay, great. Now, let's talk about the celebrities that seem to cast the mold for what's happening. What is the trends for ladies?
Ladies are wearing leopard. We're talking animal prints, or they're so big right now. I'm telling all the ladies, make sure you've got a leopard dress in your wardrobe. Also, there's something called the Kira Kira effect, where everyone's wearing just sparkles or gold or metallics on their dresses. A big trend right now, though, a statement coat. Everyone needs a statement coat. Cardi B was just seen with this lime green fur coat. I have never in my life thought that I needed anything lime green in my wardrobe. I am looking for this coat. It is so beautiful. It just makes such a bold statement. Like, everyone is going crazy for it, including me.
Does it have to be a costly situation? Can you be fashionable and still stay within a moderate budget?
Absolutely. Some of the dresses that I get the most compliments on, surprisingly, are always under, like, $25.
No.
Really? Yes. I was on the Wendy Williams show on Monday. I had a leopard dress on. That dress was $16.
Is it the whole dress, or just the top, or just the bottom? I mean, is it the whole dress?
No, it's the whole dress. I forgot what store I bought it from, but they are out there. You can save money, and I got so many compliments on the dress, on her website and emails. People ask me, where did you get that dress from?
Wow.
So, yes, you can save money and still look beautiful. And you're going to see that with these products that we have here, which are all affordable.
Now, when we talk about the fall and winter weather, we obviously have to be concerned about the rainy days, the cool, the hot days, the dry hair days, the skin that comes with that time of the year. What are some of the healthy things that you can do to reflect, let's say, your complexion?
So I always say that the main focal point of your face is your lips. And as the weather is changing, you really want to make sure that you're taking care of them. So my new favorite product is the Carmex Super Crayon Lip Butter. It's made from antioxidant-rich Wisconsin cranberries. It is 100% natural, and it is clinically proven to make your lips smoother after just one use. Now, my makeup artist used it on me this morning, and my lips feel so smooth and so hydrated right now.
What about the color? Because I know a lot of women like to have lipstick that reflect the season, like real red at Christmas.
Yeah, well, this product is actually clear, but the color of the season, again, it's always going to be like that red. But this season, I'm telling everyone, make sure you've got red with glitter. Add some sparkle to your red lipsticks. Don't just wear like a plain, boring red. I want to see some sparkle on those lips.
Yeah, add some bling into the whole deal,
Bling, yes, absolutely.
Do you have to change styles every year like celebrities do and everything else, even though you may not like the style that year?
I always say that you have to do what's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is about the fall is that you can easily transition any any dress that you have from the summer. You can transition it to the fall by just adding like tights and boots to it. So you can definitely transition your wardrobe.
Is there one particular fad, like you mentioned with the leather pants, for the guys?
Yeah. I would say, again, leopard is always, always in style.
Okay, cool.
Suits are coming back in. People are really wearing, like, suits to go out with their girlfriends. They're putting on a full-on suit.
I love that. I wish that would come back. The other day I was at a restaurant, and I see this often, especially here in Central Florida where everything's kind of casual. And it was a Saturday night, and there was a couple, young couple. I mean, I don't even think they were married. They didn't look like they're in their late teens, early 20s. She was dressed to the nines. He looked like he was going out to the North 40 to fix a fence, I mean, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And she was all enamored by this guy, and he looked like unbelievable.
Dry skin is such a big problem. in the colder months.
Yeah.
And this product is great because it's going to really intensely moisturize dry skin due to eczema. And it contains an ingredient I love, which is colloidal oatmeal. And that's going to just relieve and soothe any dried skin that you may have. Now, it's also remember that Aveeno is the number one dermatologist recommended over-the-counter eczema moisture brand in the United States. And these products are clinically shown to relieve the key symptoms of eczema, which are itchiness, redness, dryness, and any irritation you may have. Now, I use this product on my 8-year-old boy and on myself, so you know I trust it and it works.
A dry skin is really a tough thing. Where can we go for more information?
Well, you can go on tipsontv.com for more information.
And you have a beauty logic blog, do you not?
No, I used to. That's my old days. I have something new launching soon. Now, I also want to mention about hair, because hair is such a big thing, and when your hair looks good, you feel good. And this classic hair care brand, Rue, is known for its instant hair care solutions. They make it easy to refresh faded color. They're going to blend away grays. They're going to camouflage any roots, and they're going to change up your look instantly with absolutely no damage and for less than $11. Now, the great thing about Rue Fanciful is that it works without ammonia or peroxide, so there's no commitment or damage to your hair, and the color washes out in 1 to 3 shampoos. So it's going to leave you behind with beautiful, frizz-free tone, depth, and shine to your hair. You can get this at Sally Beauty Stores or sallybeauty.com. Rue products are my go-to for just gorgeous hair. And remember, Ron, when you look good, you feel good.
No doubt.
When you have a good hair day, you're always feeling good.
No, there's no doubt. There's a psychological thing there. You're absolutely correct. Even if you look good and you think you don't look good, you're screwed up in your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to really feel like you look good. That's exactly right. Again, tipsontv.com?
Yes, tipsontv.com to find out more info about all these products.
Millie, you're a terrific guest. We look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So much fun.
You have a nice day. Okay, dear. Bye-bye. We're talking to beauty expert and TV lifestyle expert, Millie Almodovar. That's a pretty name. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
It's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of November, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, the very talented Ray Liotta, Ariel Kebble, and Jason Lewis from the TV show Midnight Texas, also the Sheriff David Clark and Millie Almodovar. Next hour, actor John C. McGinley will be here. He stars in Stand Against Evil, terrific actor, Ant Anstead and Mike Brewer from Velocity Channel's Wheelers and Dealers. These guys are hilarious. Dr. Charles Gerba, I guarantee, will frighten the living daylights out of you. And Staying Healthy with Dr. Fernando. And that's all coming up next hour all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.